A friend of mine had a question about trading, so I'm just going to respond on here so everyone else can enjoy the same response. He talked about wanting everyone else in all the technical analysis books. It seems like everyone wants confirmation about after a trend line breaks, you buy the market, or when it breaks the highs, you buy and you get the confirmation and then you get into your trade. And the problem is you're in the trade with a lot of other people and it becomes crowded. So he's saying like, well, I always want to be in before the confirmation. So I'm really fearful of that shakeout. So I like to get in ahead of time because I know if I buy it after confirmation, I'm probably going to have to take that shakeout and that makes it hard for me to put on a big position. So what do I do about that? And I think this is a good question, and I think everyone goes through it, but you start to learn the more you trade that everything's, when you're doing the same thing everyone else, like you buy that breakout, it becomes something that could go your way for a little bit, but inevitably everyone else is in it too. So there's some, before I answer the question, there's some special situations like all-time highs or highs when it doesn't make sense or there's a correlation that everyone was watching and it starts breaking down. Like I like buying those highs because they're less crowded and they tend to keep going. But for just looking at chart patterns, I don't like the confirmation trades at all because I know I'm stuck in the group with everybody else. So to answer his question, what I do is just trade smaller and I love to put out feelers. So it's kind of like you have a startup and you invest a little bit of money and then you interview all your customers and test it out before you build the product and go too hard into it. So it's the same thing here. I'll put on a position and maybe I'll put on a little bit after confirmation. Maybe I'll put a little bit before confirmation and I'll let it just kind of feel its way around. And a lot of times when instead of getting stopped out, since my trade is so small, I'll kind of see how it feels. And if I have to take a little bit bigger loser, it's okay because my size is small. And then a lot of times what happens is that it comes screaming back into the range and consolidates and then it actually makes the move. So what I like to do is play small and then add to it after the fake out. So after I feel like people got stuck. The other thing that you can do is if you get in before confirmation and you get a nice move your way, like into a nice technical area, you can take off half your position. And then a lot of times you'll have the fake out and everyone will get stopped out. It might even go back against your original position. And then if it stays strong and your idea is right, you can re-add those back on and then you catch the move with your full size again. So there's a few ways you can do it, but I never like going all in and especially with confirmation, because it just seems like you're doomed to a shakeout. There's definitely, I mentioned the times where that could not be the case, but generally speaking, I think getting in ahead of the crowd is the way to go. So it's like, you can see the charts, but you need to predict psychologically and emotionally how people are going to react. So when you see like a long-term basing pattern, you think it's bullish. Maybe when everyone buys and gets stuck and then it goes down and comes back up, maybe that's actually really the time when it's bullish versus the obvious time.